USA.org.
Square off in what could only be described as an extremely feisty Senate debate for a piece of the turf in Delaware. That's not all when it comes to politics. Apparently, a lot of you feel like I do. You like the idea of a third party. We're going to dive into that, too. Foreclosures, do we even have to go there? Nasty business. It's an outrageous number. We're talking about almost 300,000 foreclosures in the third quarter. How did this nightmare happen? We thought that there was light at the end of the tunnel. Somebody duped us. It's the idiots, those robo-signers that had no idea what they were signing. I don't get it. I don't understand how all these people got the jobs in the first place where they were vetting through foreclosure papers. It makes no sense. But what does these days? Hey, everybody, my name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. To the left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, I don't care what your ideology is. It's about the conversation, friends, and you can have a piece of it at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Without a doubt, the feel-good story, the feel-good story of the week is the fact that in Chile, what happened to those miners who have been living, I'm sure, on what they thought was borrowed time, waiting, and hoping that all of this was going to work out and they were going to be rescued. There were some things that happened that didn't look so good in the beginning. 17 days of eating a little tiny corner of a cracker, pretty much, for 33 miners. Some tough stuff that they went through. But finally, all have been rescued. Here's what it sounded like pretty much when the last guy was pulled to safety. This sounds like those vuvuzelas, doesn't it, in the background? The siren going off. It's terrific stuff, incredible stuff. Here is the president of Chile, Sebastian Piñera. He was choked up with emotion, so excited, pumped beyond belief when finally they could say mission accomplished. Here's his thoughts.
They were so grateful of life, so full of hope and trust. I had an inner voice that told me at all times they are alive. We have a commitment with them. We have to search them and look for them until we find them. They gave us a lesson of unity, of work in partnership, of faith, of hope. So it has been a day that we will never, never forget. You have to start working with all your energy and all your resources from the very first moment. You cannot waste a second. Never lose your faith and hope. Never give up.
Boy, truer words were never spoken. Never give up. And that's how they had to live for 70 days, basically, before they were pulled to safety with the help of the United States, some NASA engineers, some Chilean engineers. There were a lot of people involved in this rescue mission and trying to get through the surface, to get to them safely, figure out a way to pull them up in what could only be described as sort of like a sleek rocket. It took about 20 minutes from 2,000 feet below to pull them all the way up to the top, actually a little bit longer than that. And what that feeling must have been like, I don't even know that I could stretch my mind enough to think of being in that position, crammed in where I can barely see for all that time, and just praying that everything's not going to collapse around me. There was always that danger. They had to be so cautious where they were drilling, what they were doing, for fear that it could cause all of these guys to end up being buried, and they weren't. So bravo. Great, great story. All right, I mentioned that the third party was what I was always pushing for when I first started America Tonight, because I could see the frustration with what's happening in Washington with the gridlock and the Republicans and the Democrats and people who say one thing, but then they don't really follow along with what they were campaigning on. And we know that there's been problems on both sides of this thing. So, interestingly enough, a recent poll showed that the majority of voters actually favor that third party. Now, the poll was taken from The Hill. As far as the numbers are concerned, 49% say they favor another party. The total is 46% of Republicans, 67% of independents. But that's some pretty strong numbers. Even the Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, he's one of the most sought-after guys when it comes to pulling together polls, says it's probably the strongest numbers that he's ever seen in a poll of people in America saying they're interested in another way, in a third party, especially the number of independents and even a record number of people looking for the possibility of a third party. So is there a greater potential for that to happen? I mean, is it right for that to happen more than any other time in our history because of the dissatisfaction throughout the land, whether it's right or left or somewhere in between? I say that all the time when we start the show. That's why I invite everybody to call in. No excuses, no apologies. Just come in and throw out your two cents. I think the third party is the way, but the problem is establishing it, getting involved with it, having people understand that there's a different way and that it really can happen. It's not hocus pocus or crazy politics out on the fringe. And, of course, the machine that is the Democratic fundraisers and the Republican fundraisers and the power of the two-party system, pretty hard to crack that. Not impossible, but pretty hard. And I think he's right in one sense. That this may, Mark Penn's right, this may be the one time when it really is ripe to happen because people are tired of the same thing, the same promises, and not getting what they think they're getting when they vote for somebody, whether it's on the local level or the national level or whatever we're talking about, in a governor, in a senator, in a congressperson, in a president, you know, pick the flavor, pick the position, and you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, no question about that. So we may see a third party emerge from all of this, a real legitimate third party. Somebody said to me today, well, what about the whole Tea Party idea? Couldn't that be the third party? Look at the fundraising, look at what's happened, really grassroots level. I don't know that the Tea Party would fit into that at all, because the Tea Party would really be an extension of the Republican Party, conservative, going back to smaller government, all that sort of stuff. That doesn't really open the door for the Tea Party to be completely separate, or maybe it does. You can tell me what you think on that. Coming up, though, on the flip side, we're going to talk to my man, Harry Rinker. He is the guru of all things collectible. You want to join in on this one? Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
A privilege to have him join us twice a month here on America Tonight. I'm going to give out these numbers, and please call if you have anything that you're curious about what it's worth. He is the man to ask. He's the guru, Harry Rinker. So here's the numbers, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. A couple of you have sent me emails to America Tonight, so we'll get to those. And we'll remind you that you can also send your email directly to Harry. But without further ado, he's in our virtual green room, probably cleaning up on some of the lattes that we left in the room. I'm sure he's putting them down right now. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm hanging up Yankee posters.
Yankee posters.
I don't know, Kate. Are we destined to go through it another year here?
Oh, I don't know. I was hoping that it would be painted red because, of course, the Texas Rangers and the Phillies would be great. But
wait a minute. You have very divided loyalties this year.
Oh, no. I mean, it's always Phillies number one.
Not divided loyalty. I mean, you're a Phillies fan through and through. I know that.
Right. Of course, I do like the idea of the Yankees always, especially after last year. Could it happen again? You're right. It certainly could.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the Rangers played some interesting tough ball. Besides that, we'll own Cliff Lee next year anyway, so who cares?
That's right. Cliff Lee is the man. Oh, his statistics on the mound in the postseason are incredible.
Yeah, well, I figured we're going to give somebody a fourth game if we throw Burdett out there anyway. But we're not here to talk about baseball. We're here to talk about the goodies and stuff people have around the house.
Yep.
It's an interesting time. Things have stabilized. There's a feeling of optimism in the business, and yet at the same time, there's been some really harsh news. Collector Books, which is one of the three publishing companies in the antiques and collectibles field, and a company that's been around for 35 years, will cease publication at the end of December.
Wow!
And that has really sent shockwaves through the system. Actually, it is really. I mean, most people don't know. But on the other hand, having said that, Having said that, this new online publishing, print-on-demand books, there are two publishing firms in place now that are starting to do books about antiques and collectibles. There's probably more. The tragedy with price, you know, now I wrote over 50 price guides for the antiques and collectibles field, and from general guides to specific guides, and they had a big purpose, but everybody thought the principal purpose for price guides was to tell people what stuff was worth, and in essence, that wasn't true. The real value of price guides was give the people a checklist of what was out there to collect, because people don't know what to collect unless there's a list somewhere. So people had these lists, and as much as I used to rail about what I used to call price picture books, where they would put 200 pictures, 300 pictures in a book, and a caption that was very weak and not very researched, those books had a lot of value because people would say, okay, I like this subject. What can I find? And here it is. Now, of course, today you just go on eBay and you can find almost anything, actually. But yeah, it's going to be a big loss. Schiffer Publishing, one of the other big three, Peter Schiffer passed away 2 years ago. Mm. And the company is in the hands of his son and wife, but they have cut back heavily on their antiques and collectibles titles. So, you know, I don't know. The age of the printed price, the age of the printed book is, in my business, is suffering a little bit. But
yeah,
on the other hand, the Internet's coming along. WorthPoint, which is the big new Internet pricing source, has now got 10,000 subscribers a month and is growing. And so, you know, here comes that crazy machine.
Yeah, no,
and
no kidding.
Are there. And, you know, and, you know, I know it's true for you, Kate, but I'm getting more and more calls from people not just listening to me on the Internet. What surprises me, listening to me on their iPhones.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
I refuse to own one of them. I mean, I just you know, there's a line in the sand, and that's where the line is.
Right. You don't want to go too far to the technological side where everything's on the iPhone. I gotcha. I understand completely.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, the dilemma that I face is when I communicate with my grandchildren, I better be technologically savvy because that's what they're going to have.
Yeah, the Skyping. Skyping is big. I do that with my nephew, and so that's become huge now.
I have to do that with you. I just got a computer my new computer
Skype.
Has a camera in it, and I've got Skype, and yeah,
we'll
do
that
all that kind
time.
Of
thing.
My
Absolutely.
Wife did a job interview for position out the University of Montana State in Billings, and they did the interview over the computer.
How crazy. That's just amazing what you can do with Skype, I'll tell you that. I got an email.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's incredible. I got an email here. I want to make sure we don't run out of time. Got an email here from Annie who says, next time Harry Rinker's on, would you ask him for me, Kate, whether or not we're going to see... When you go to estate sales, are we gonna see some of the things being marked a little bit differently? I'm not sure what she means here, saying that
the price is going to be lowered. I think
yes.
The lows are going to go. I think they're at recyclable rates right now. Mm-hmm. My problem is when you go to the next estate sale, you're going to see IKEA, and that's when I'm getting out of the business.
Oh yeah, no kidding, huh?
well, you know, people say to me, What will they collect in 50 years? And I say, hey, go down to IKEA, go down to Walmart. This is what these kids want. This is what they're buying.
Right, so that's what they'll
do. Although I must say, remember I used to complain heavily about the fact that all this great furniture, this colonial revival furniture from the 20s through the 60s was not enjoying a good market and not bringing the prices it should. I have gotten, I was talking with some auctioneers, and I was thrilled to learn that stuff is making a big comeback. Now, it's all about brand name. That's the big trend with today's young collectors. It's called, what they call brand name conscious. They all, I mean, Heritage Galleries in Dallas, do you know who they are?
Yes.
They have hired a curator for luxury brand items. Tiffany and I don't know all these different shoe companies and bags and and that type of thing. But the old companies have started to do well, Harrington and Kittinger, and all of a sudden people are just saying, hey, you know, there is quality there, and these are brands that, that our grandparents and parents dealt with, and they're good brands, and we really very much need them. And so this is exciting, actually, Kate.
Yeah, to see the change. Yeah.
Well, you know, you always look, you know, it's, we've been needing some optimism figures. Now, one of the more interesting things is we're not seeing as many record prices here over the last 6 months as we were, you know, about a year, 6 months to a year ago. I think people have finally decided that millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars for things may not make as much sense as it once did.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. Hey, before we run out of time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before we run out of time, Harry, I want to make sure that we tell everybody, instead of sending always directly to me, which is fine, they can also send things to
you. Oh, yeah, yeah, they can send it to me, HarryLRinker@AOL.com. That's my full name with my middle initial. If you have a question you'd like us to talk about on American Night, just send it to HarryLRinker@AOL.com and start the question. I listen to American Night, and give us the name of your favorite radio station, and I'll put it aside when I talk with Kate next. Why, then we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, no kidding. And if people want to hear your show, too, they can go to the network. Like you said, there's different ways to listen.
Hey, listen. Yeah, I'm streaming live on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7, 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. I say that like one word these days.
That's perfect. You got it
I'm
down.
Sure you do. I'm sure you do too, kid.
I love it. All right, so you're going to be back in another 2 weeks, because already, look, we're already up against it. The time flies.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, when you're having fun. By the way, still haven't sold to school, but we'll talk about that the next time.
Keep it out there. Something's going to happen. I just know it. I love the whole story of the school with all the collectibles. Harry, thanks. Have a great show.
Hey, take care, kiddo. Bye-bye.
All right, and don't forget his show coming up this week, as he just told you. There's different times you can listen to Harry. And really, he is, like I said, the guru of collectibles, because he's written, geez, how many books did he say he wrote? I think he said 15, but it's probably more than that. And I've read a lot of those books, and if you are serious about trying to find things and know more about collecting things, look them up. Harry L. Rinker, like you said, HarryLRinker.com. Easy to go to his website, too. All right, we're kicking the can down the road next.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Another edition of What's Happening in Your Own Backyard. There are a handful of states, as we know, with gun laws that are pretty weak. And they are states that often become the targets for people who want to push illegal guns. And of course, because you could traffic them there, people who want to get the guns. If you trace the guns, you find the link, as anybody in law enforcement will tell you, between gun laws and interstate gun trafficking. There's nothing new about this, but there is a new report that was issued by Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and it's a coalition of more than 500 mayors that is co-chaired by Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, and Boston Mayor Tom Menino, right? So what they did in this report is they went back and looked at the new information that was released about those illegal guns by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, right? And for the first time, they're saying it demonstrates the connection between the laws designed to deter illegal trafficking and lower export rates for guns used in crimes. Now, what they will point to is, what the information they'll point to is this: Mississippi, West Virginia, lots of people listening to us in these areas, Kentucky, Alaska, Alabama, South Carolina, Virginia, Indiana, Nevada, and Georgia were the 10 states that supplied guns used in crimes at the highest rates, each of them supplying the guns at a rate more than what Bloomberg's saying, more than twice the national average. So they supply a disproportionate amount of the guns, but the states are more likely to be the source of the guns that are recovered in crimes within 2 years of the original sale, which the ATF says, of course, it's a key sign of illegal trafficking. So if what Bloomberg contends is one state ignores a gap in its laws, other states have to deal with the consequences. And the number is 12,000 people a year murdered with guns in the U.S. I mean, see, here's the thing, though, the way this is slanted. Well, of course they're going to traffic the guns because, and yes, those states supply the guns because the states where they can't get the guns and they don't have, like, concealed and carry, that's where they're going to get trafficked to. That's where they're going to make money on this. I don't see how this is so groundbreaking to have it traced back to that at all. Because if you buy a gun from an unlicensed private seller, you know, that's like the gun show loophole, it means what they're saying, and I get this, the criminal records to avoid the FBI background checks, okay, so I get that whole deal. And that's a different thing. But that's also where maybe some of the guns are coming from that are getting tossed up to the other states. Well, if you flip this information around, basically what we're saying, it's just in New York, you can't have that gun. You can't carry that gun. That's the problem. So you could trace it back and trace it the opposite way that, okay, so nobody has guns. And why would you take a right away? Whether you believe in guns or not, whether you believe in the Second Amendment or not, I am so against giving things back, giving rights back, to be specific. And this is one of them. So I'm going to carry a gun around because I don't feel like it's something I want to do because I don't have the correct ability to use it, the correct mindset. The bigger thing, the bigger question to me when it comes to guns is people using guns, what checks they go through, like in the concealed and carry, it's just not a layup permit. So if you have concealed and carry and you go through the steps in the process, it's a lot better to have people doing that than the other route. Than saying, okay, well, these guns are getting trafficked up here. Well, they're getting trafficked, and the illegal guns are spreading because, guess what? People want them in these other places because the next-door neighbor was broken into their house, and something violent and horrible happened to them. The Connecticut story is a gut-wrenching one where you have a family that's basically terrorized by these two thugs that end up murdering, we know the story, murdering the wife and murdering the two daughters, that setting them on fire, setting the house on fire. The man almost beaten to within an inch of his life, the doctor, who's now had to go through this process years later of seeing what happens in court and testifying. And that just sent shivers down so many people's spines that the problem is, and we see this like in the south side of Chicago, there are people that flat out, they want to be able to defend themselves. They want to be armed. They want to be able to have a gun in the house because if somebody comes in, breaks in, and is assaulting them with a gun, pistol whipping them, whatever, they can fight back. That's the whole idea. You can fight back in those cases because, you know, you're not going to get the cops there soon enough. And that's the tragedy of it all. So you could flip that around where you have the mayor who, in his third term as the mayor of that city, he's one of the co-founders, as I said, of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. And, of course, they're against illegal guns because people are desperate. They want the guns, and they'll get them however they can get them. And if it were turned around and done differently, maybe the statistics would be different. If you disarm people, that, to me, is not the answer. You think of the family. That's the main thing that I think about. At least you even the field against crime. That's what happens. So, you know, Texas is 39th, I guess, in states that export weapons used in crimes. So then you could flip that number around, and how many are from, how many of the guns of the 12,000 deaths are owned from illegally, are from illegally owned weapons? You have to think about the, I think you have to think about the preventables. And the preventables are this. The weak gun laws are what I think put people in some of these terrible predicaments, awful predicaments. And, you know, that kind of information, it plays on people's fears, and then it limits your personal rights. So, you know, you've got to flip the number around. And you could take 12,000 deaths. You could say how many people are killed each year by ridiculous in medical mistakes and staph infections and things that they pick up in the hospital. So the comparisons are weak. I mean, weak. I'll tell you, I am all about the gun rights, whether I carry one or not. The right to keep and bear arms is absolutely one of the main cornerstones of constitutional law, baby. And if you take away gun rights, who knows what else comes down the pike. Whether I would carry a gun or not, I'm there to defend the right of anybody who wants to be able to do so. I just don't get it. I just don't get this argument. And can you imagine if all in all 50 states you had really solid background checks? And, of course, somebody will go through the cracks. We know that. And you had concealed and carry. I'd love to see the statistics then, see how different I think it would be, because I truly think that, absolutely. I kind of veered off into a crazy corner here. I didn't mean to do that, because we're doing this deal where it's in your backyard, but that was in your backyard. The gun argument is definitely front and center. It's something that has to be revisited over and over and over again, because there is the fear that it could change, and it could change, absolutely. If enough are against the idea of guns and there's not strong enough background checks and all that, then the guns probably would go. Do I think it's going to happen anytime soon? I'm going to say no, I don't think so. This was chilling, the 911 tape in that Fort Hood hearing. We know the story. Major Nadal Hassan, he's in court now, and he's very weak. He's in a wheelchair, and he has kind of a stone-cold face, actually. On the 911 calls, the trial is going to resume on Thursday morning. You can hear sounds of crying and sobbing. I mean, gut-wrenching sobbing and gunfire. You can hear it clearly on the tape. The woman who made the call is crying so hard, I guess, that they had to, the woman that was on the stand, they had to stop the tape. It was that awful. It's very, very vivid because you could hear people trying to escape. You could hear the gunfire in the background, the pop, pop, pop sound that was all over that tape. And this was the second day of an evidentiary hearing for Hassan, the guy who's accused of what happened at Fort Hood. And remember, 13 people were left dead and dozens of others were wounded. One of the guys that went on the stand described how his eyes kind of locked up with Hassan just before he was shot in the head. Can you imagine? Two other people testified that they didn't realize they had been shot until after it was over, the whole moment of terror was over. And then they looked down and they saw that they were bleeding. Terrible. And in the courtroom, by the way, lots of the victims' family members are there, and they were very somber when they were playing that 911 tape. Coming up next, we're going to check the mailbag.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Alright, a quick programming note here. Don't forget, on Thursdays, our next show, we have Nail the Score. That means you, yes, you, can participate. Just call in. We randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. You tell us what you think will happen, who's going to win the game, and what the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, you clean out the prize closet. Plus, you have all those bragging rights. And we've got some great stuff in the prize closet, let me tell you. So without further ado, though, right now, we're going to head to the mailbag. And in checking the mailbag, we are full. I'm telling you, it is overflowing with all kinds of stuff. In fact, I don't even know who to go to first here. Let's see. Let's go to Trina Jackson. Hello, America. Tonight I've been listening to the show for about a year. Isn't it interesting, Kate, that in the beginning of the year, you could tell that people weren't happy with the way things were going. But as the year continued to go along, things got progressively worse. Now you could be drowned out almost anywhere you go by the misery of how people are feeling about this nation, what they think about the economy, what they think about the future, what they think about education. Pick any topic, and mostly you're going to get a lot of people who have sour feelings toward the administration and toward really anybody in politics on the Hill at this point. I don't even know if I would differentiate between the Democrats and the Republicans. So I think it's time for a massive change. And you mentioned this. I agree. The biggest wake-up call would be to vote the incumbents out because they don't want to lose their jobs. Makes sense, right? Tell everyone to go and vote. Okay, absolutely. We talk about that all the time. If you're unhappy, the thing to do is vote. And you cannot say to us and continue to say to us, oh, it doesn't matter, it's already predestined, and why should I go and vote, and look at the polls, and look what happens. That's not true, because if it were true, then in these primaries, and I know primaries are different because you're talking about voting in a Republican primary or Democratic primary, okay. But still, people have to go out and vote. If you didn't have in some of the places what we've seen, if you didn't have massive voter turnout for the unknown, the grassroots, the Tea Party person, whatever, they wouldn't be in that position. Why? How could they be in that position? Why wouldn't the person who had more of the political background be chosen in the primary, either on the Democratic side of things or really more on the Republican side of things, let's face it. But there was a reason for that. It's blowback for the constant status quo. But it does show that there is another lane. Pick a different lane. Things can change. Things can change on the Hill. Things can change in your own backyard. Just like that last segment we were talking about. It can change big time. If you take the steps necessary by getting yourself out there and voting and talking about it, getting the people around you to vote, to be involved, to know what's happening. Trust me, it is all possible. All right, this one is from Jeffrey Crawford. Hey, Kate, I have to say I really have been enjoying the show a lot lately, especially, I think you call it zigging and zagging. I like the zigging and zagging. Nothing bores me more than when I hear the same thing over and over and over again. Well, certainly when you tune into America Tonight, I like to think we're like Cracker Jacks. You don't know what you're going to get. You might not like the prize all the time, but you're definitely going to get something different each and every show, that's for sure. It's not always going to be the same old thing. And, you know, I'm glad that you like it. We appreciate it. Thanks for the compliment. All right, and one last one here, and this one's from Jacob. Kate, tell me the Cowboys are going to turn things around. Are you ever going to pick the Cowboys as the game of the week? I will call in for Nail the Score this time around. Okay, the game of the week, we have chosen the Cowboys once already, and certainly the Cowboys could be chosen again, although they are certainly not demonstrating that they are the chosen team by any way, shape, or form. It's early in the season, and the NFC is really wide open, though. Who really, really wants it? I say you flip a coin. The AFC is looking a lot different than the NFC, certainly. Okay, remember, you can always send me your thoughts, too, just like all of those people did. Just send them to americatonight.net. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hello, Don. What's up, man?
Oh, there. I didn't hear it click. That was pretty cold cut. Yeah, you got one in on the Cowboys there, so. Hey, you know, they can't help it. Come on. They've got a buffoon coaching them. They got Dumbo Columbo at tackle. Hey, I got to go down and spike the ball. I'm going to run 30 yards downfield to the end zone and spike the ball and get my team a 15-yard penalty. They can kick off from the 15, and their returner on the Tennessee Titans can catch the ball on the fly and run it back to the 10-yard line. Yeah, that was just real bright, you know. And every week it's like this comedy show, Kate.
I know.
Poor comedy show. They find ways, they invent new ways to lose games. They're not just losing them like a regular team would lose a game. They have to do something stupid to make them lose, you know. And in any case, so, hey, I don't want to talk about those idiots. But, hey, anyway, Kate, but I did want to refer to a certain individual in the NFL in a second here, but how about that with the minors? Was that just something there in Chile? So,
we talked about it. Are you kidding? All 33 up and out. It was so awesome to see that. It really was. And that's I could come up with probably a better adjective, but I've been talking about it all the way through the shows. And it was great to see that happen. It was great. You could see the It was like life again. That's what it was like. Oh, boom, here we are. We're back to life. It was great.
Well, you know, the thing I liked about it, NASA was helping them, all the people that fit in from around the world. Not even any hesitation, you know, it's try to get these guys out. Because, you know, most of the time when you see these mines collapse, you know, it never comes out a good ending, you know. And so it was great to see that turn out to a happy ending for once, you know. And anyway, though, but the other thing I wanted to get to real quick, Paige, here is, you know, you and I have talked about this before. You just can't commit crime in today's world. There's too many ways or say stupid things or do stupid things because there's just too many eyes. There's too many things watching you, recording you. You got video recorders, you know, recording cops beating on suspects. You got, you know, Jerry Brown's mouth running, calling his opponent a whore or whatever, or whoever it was, you know, and you just get caught. And people, I just don't understand why they can't understand this. Just don't do bad things. You know, so here's that Brett Favre, Mr., you know, let's blow the heck out of America talking about him constantly in the offseason. Is he going to come back? Is he or isn't he, you know? And so now, supposedly, he sent some new pictures of himself to some girl reporter in the Jets organization, you know, or was in the Jets organization. And I thought that was a little weird that it just happened to come out 2 years later when they're getting ready to play the Jets. Sure. Why didn't this come out during the off season? Maybe Brett Favre doesn't come back again to the NFL. He just
damn
done with it. You know? But the point is, we're this is supposed to be a smart guy. I know he makes some of the stupidest, dumbest plays on the field, and then he makes some fantastic plays, you know? But what did you think was going to happen with these pictures? She just called him and go, oh, I'm not interested, bye. I mean, I just don't get it. And he's not denying it. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, if it was a lie, then he'd just come right out and say, hey, you know, this is a bunch of crap, you know. But you know he probably did it, but my point is, Kate, and you know this, you've talked about it before, you just can't get away with doing stuff nowadays. There's too much media. There's too many ways of being caught, you know, like I said, by camera, voice recorder, whatever.
I agree with you 100%. I've said it so many times with the availability, the technology now, with slipping, you know, just having your camera phone right there with being able to capture sounds at any moment. I mean, even the biggest Dumbo in the world can figure out ways to get that information out there. It's just amazing how fast things spread, how viral everything is. And I don't understand why it's not emphasized enough. You cannot do that. Don's absolutely right. Whether it's crime, whether it's stupidity like the Brett Favre thing, and just not realizing what could trip you up, I just don't get it. I think they think they're invincible is probably the answer.